Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item, which meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items. I have a ask. Can we consider bullet point two to wait till the end of this? I think there's a need for an executive session on some security questions that commission might want to discuss in executive session. So do I have consensus to move bullet point two to the end?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes, so that's a unanimous. All right, so let's start with action item one then. Consider resolution to close the unused prepaid credit card account for the Canyon County Solid Waste Department and transfer the remaining balance to CCDWD general account.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if you can recall, we switched credit card providers. We went to the model where the customer pays as they go. So we don't have an account now where we're paying the credit card fees. That was a dedicated account just to pay those fees. So that has been, well, the prior credit card vendor, we received the last bills, if you will, for that structure. And now that account's just sitting there, and we just basically just need to close the account and then transfer the money that's in there to the reserve account. Yeah. I think there's about $30,000 sitting there.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I think this is going to be, the fee will be attached to the user, which is the right posture. That's the way it's going in private business and a lot of public. So if you use the credit card to pay, you'll pay the credit card fee attached to that. And then that $30,000, we're going to save money on that end as well. As I remember, the charges were pretty significant with that. So I see it as a win-win, and I'm in favor.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
I am too. And Dave, thanks for staying on top of that. And we had to move because the other vendor chose to greatly increase their prices, and it's a free market.
Yep, fees were going up. And so currently, if you're just for the record, if you're we're using Point and Pay now, which is that's county kind of wide.
Yeah.
It's a good rate.
Nice.
Much better rate. Yep. Yeah.
Dave, thanks for all you do. You've got a lot to manage. And Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners closing the credit card prepaid expense account for the Solid Waste Department. And that line item will move to the general fund for landfill.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Dave. All right, so we're moving down to bullet point three. Action item, consider the Idaho Office of Emergency Management grant adjustment notice. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. Do you mind bringing the commission up to speed on this?
There was an extension that was applied for the Emergency Management Performance Grant, also known as the EMPG grant. And basically we went ahead and I asked them to extend the date to the end of May 29th, or end of May, so it was May 29th. And that is because we still have some projects that are in the works, and we're just getting those closed up and getting the rest of that money allocated towards the projects.
Chairman, I'm in favor. That information is clearly stated on page one. Thanks for managing the grants. It does reduce the amount to taxpayers here locally, so looks like, I don't know, Ben has comments on that? Nope.
Just a date extension on this one, so.
Yeah. And thanks, Christina, for staying on top of this. This is an important thing to do. All right, I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the Idaho Office of Emergency Management Grant Adjustment Notice 2. And the purpose is to extend the performance period to the end of March as indicated, which is May 29th, 2026.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
All right. The fourth agenda item is consider an ordinance repealing Chapter 6, Article 5, addressing Section 23, variances and appeals. Nothing but the paperwork, right?
The paperwork.
Okay.
So, Chairman, I've got Development Services here with me, Tony Almeida, Josh Johnson, to discuss this potential ordinance change. You're probably familiar with the issue that's come up, and that's appeals of numbering address changes and name changes that are requested, you know, primarily sometimes by private property owners when they want to add a home, or when a private property wants to add a home and then it's noticed that there's an addressing error that's not consistent with our emergency services system. And then, you know, maybe more than one address on a street has to change when a new home comes in. So we were tasked to look at this issue and see if there was a legal requirement that there was an appeal or a variance allowed of those. And the answer to that is no, there's no entitlement to it. It's a government function to regulate an address. You don't have a property right to it. It can be changed at any time. And, you know, the system to deal with it is you change your address with the post office and, you know, file a notice with your bank and that sort of thing. But there's no legal entitlement to continue your address beyond the time that you are designated it. You know, the government gave it to you. The government can change what it means. So this ordinance that you have before you is pretty straightforward. It just removes the appeal and variance procedure in the addressing ordinance. It's not part of the zoning ordinance, so it didn't need to go before Planning and Zoning Commission. It's just a straightforward repealing of that section in the ordinance. The rest of the addressing section remains the same.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
I really appreciate the work on this. The board gets a lot of appeals for this. I've gotten and fielded phone calls, which I've passed on to our director. Assistant Director Johnson always gives us the data metrics on how much time their office spends on the phone. This will eliminate some of that. I would propose that we have legal develop some draft language that is just a automatic response when it comes to that. I think a lot of times in the instance, the most recent one, a property owner divided. I'm not sure what the process was, but let's say it was an administrative split. Then a shared driveway becomes a private lane. Then there needs to be addressing. So in many instances, the property owner triggers the need. They may not understand that they trigger the need, but it takes a lot of time for our department to have an appeal process in there. And I appreciate legal's review of this, that we are not required to provide an appeal process. It's just part of what needs done. I've been a part of three different boards when people come through and they're particularly passionate either about their business or the name or however that went down. Sometimes variances are granted and they're very, very messy. And it becomes, instead of a small problem, small issue, big problem, big issue, because you have a lot more people involved. Long story long, I'm very in favor of signing this for the reasons that I've put on the record. And a part of this is just good business in Canyon County to provide efficient 911 services. We hired GIS people. Thank you for being here, Tony, because I know you're heavily involved with that, with the Sheriff's Office. This will streamline the services that we provide in Canyon County in a professional way. And with that, Chairman, unless Commissioner Brooks has any other comments, I move, or legal.
Do you have any comments?
Probably add that hasn't come up, Chairman, is that we did look at the Treasure Valley and the rest of the state to see who had this appeal section and who didn't. And it was really, really hit and miss. I'd probably say a good majority did not have an appeal process for their addressing changes.
Is it Ada? Excuse me, does Ada?
Off the top of my head, I want to say no, but it's been a while since I've looked at it.
Okay.
I think the bottom line for me is it's I think it's like legal said, you don't actually own your address number. It's a government function, and the government function hands that out, and things change, and I can appreciate the frustration. When I was on a rural route, they changed it on me one time, three times within about 18 months. No notice, no nothing. Here's your new route number, here's your new box number, and if you don't change it, you don't get anything. So the bottom line on the and what it for me why it started was, to me, the appeal process was not really true and a proper way to let the public challenge it, because it, the instigation of changing it in the first place was over public safety, and to have a united numbering and naming front that emergency services can rely upon 100%. And as those are uncovered, we fix them. We are not actively going out there and looking for them. But like Commissioner Van Beek said, typically this is from the property owner or a change of use or something that's on that street or that area that brings it to the awareness that the GIS system locates there's an anomaly, and then we address it. It is nothing personal. We're not out to get anybody. We're just out to make a system really flow smoothly and organized well. So,
Chairman, I move that the board signs the ordinance of the Canyon County, Idaho, repealing Chapter 6, Article 5, in addressing Section 23 variances and appeals of Canyon County Code of Ordinances and severability clauses, and that it's Section 3 that outlines the purpose. It's to remove the addressing appeal provisions in that section, and that's my motion.
A second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 And then the second item is connected to this, what we just did, is consider the summary of the ordinance repealing Chapter 6, Article 5, addressing Section 23 variances and appeals. So this is
Mr. Chair.
Summary of ordinance. Yes.
Did you vote on that first motion? I didn't hear an aye or a nay.
I didn't vote. I would like to vote positive on that, which would mean it was passed unanimously. Thank you for catching me on that.
Chairman.
It's a Monday on a Tuesday, right?
Would you like a motion on the summary ordinance?
I think so. That'd be great.
Chairman, I move that the board also signs the summary ordinance, which is attached to and has already been enumerated regarding addressing for the same Article 5, Section 23, regarding variances and appeals.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Next action item is consider a public hearing notice regarding a request by Wilder Rural Fire Protection District to amend impact fees.
Chairman, I need some additional copies of those made. We didn't bring any down. So if you could just table it for a moment, maybe we'll take it up after the executive session.
Okay. All right. Then let's table that for the moment. And I'm reading through the agenda item. We can, I guess we can do the alcoholic license, and then we'll do the contract. So action item, consider a resolution granting a new alcoholic beverage license to Garmin Hill, LLC. Document. Stand by.
Mr. Chairman, I haven't seen one like this yet, where it comes in from ISP, has all the usual yeses and nos for what they're going to do, but then It doesn't have a fee. But then on the application, it shows there is a fee. So I don't know if ISP screwed up on their end or if there's something different about this one that...
And I would suggest we table it till that technicality is addressed.
Sounds good.
All right. I'd move that we table that and have it come back at its earliest convenience when the technicality has been addressed on the fee.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Ready for consider executive session. This would be on conferring with legal about security on our juvenile detention center.
Chairman, before
yes.
we go into executive session, we did have a legal staff update regarding the investment policy that doesn't need to go in executive.
And they're still here. Oh, okay.
They're still here, and so if you'd like.
Hey, you bet. Come on. I'd hate to have such qualified people standing out in the hallway when I could have taken care of it now. Thank you, Trent, for bringing that up to my attention.
I don't know if you guys still have the paperwork.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last October, we presented an updated investment policy, and we were asked to table that at the time and go through a workshop with Greg. And now that he is no longer with us, I'm not sure how we want to proceed on trying to update our investment policy from 2013.
Okay.
And I can give you an update. We did reach out, or Jennifer did reach out to the LGIP, and they weren't interested in coming and doing a workshop. They provided us some just generic forms of, oh, this is what it should look like. But they weren't interested in coming and doing the workshop with us. And so we were just wondering how you wanted to proceed from here. Whether you still would like to do a workshop with just us, or just take more time to think about this and we can agendize it and discuss it further.
Chairman. Yeah. Okay. And so I did see that email, which was okay. But I guess on the investment, has anyone reached out to the state treasurer on, I think she is in the weeds on this, I'm guessing, I think.
I have not reached out to the state treasurer, but I believe LGIP falls under the state treasurer's.
Right, and I have found her to be really engaging and enthusiastic about matters related to finance, not only in the state of Idaho, but the county level. When I met with her, it's been a couple of years ago, but she was heavily involved in helping counties get higher bond rates and lower interest on loans that were already out there and getting rid of those to help consumers, taxpayers. So I would need more time. I'm just going to tell you honest and truly, this is one of those things where the CIO was involved in working with the treasurer's office, and I am not the subject matter expert on this, and that would be my recommendation, is to have a greater amount of time to review this. But the workshop, that would be my proposal, that we reach out to Julie Ellsworth and see if she's interested in reviewing a policy like this.
Okay. Reach out to her.
Because Chris, who our financial advisor who writes policies for other counties, helped us. He did this one. So
okay.
We didn't write it. Our financial advisor
okay.
and helped us update it.
Would he be available for a workshop?
Probably. Yeah. We could get Chris. I'm sorry.
Did you give us a copy of that? Well, you were just holding up.
I think it's just back. Right here.
This is our draft.
Oh, okay, got you.
And then our old policy from 2013. Then I did a comparison of what changed, what old and what changed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I believe Chris would be.
Oh yeah.
Willing. He does live in over by Pocatello, so it would have to be probably via Zoom.
So we could schedule that and okay.
Yeah.
I think that's. I think that's what we would like to do. For this commissioner, the background is when I came in to office, we were sitting on several really large investments of several million dollars that were making less than 0.5% interest, and that absolutely infuriated me to put public money locked up for nothing, and it would have cost us more money to get out of it than it was ever going to earn. And to me, it's like, and what in God's green earth did we have a policy that incentivized us to do that? Because zero interest earning or 0.1% earning, throw the money in LIGP, the state system, I didn't use the right acronym, and have it liquid. If you're earning absolutely nothing, if that interest goes up to even 0.5% or close to 1% in 1 or 2 years, you've already made more money than that locked up bond was ever going to produce for you. So that's my incentive to look at the investment guidelines that was there in the past that gave guidance to our staff and our elected officials to invest the money in those bonds. It's like, whatever we're doing, let's fix that policy that we don't get stuck in that again. So the other thing is, we just don't have that many funds that are really super long-term in Canyon County or in county government. We have the landfill, and we have a couple other funds that carry some of, you know, some millions that you absolutely aren't going to touch from year to year. But it isn't a large percentage of our money that we can just lock it up and pretend that we may never need to use it in an emergency. So that makes things difficult. I don't know that the public understands it, but if you were to try to pull back your money out of a bond that you've entered into, it's arduous, and you never come out whole. It always costs you way more money than whatever interest you thought you were going to earn. So when you go into bonds, you need to do it very carefully. And so, thus, I was interested in looking at a new policy. So I think if anybody's listening to the audio and you are a retired financial expert, you're not self-motivated to come in here and think you're going to make a commission or a percentage, but you're truly interested in good governance, contact the commissioners or contact the treasurer, and perhaps you could participate in that workshop. So that, we don't have a date certain yet, but we'll talk to our gentleman that's from Pocatello area and see when it works for his schedule to be here, and we'll coordinate a workshop around that.
Okay, great. And just for the record, that a lot of these investments that we're earning next to nothing have matured and are slowly maturing. So we're finally getting those off the books and into a higher investment.
Yeah. But the problem is we've been seeing 3, 3.5 or more for quite some time, and we had a policy that really cut us down at the knees, and we need to not have a policy that allows us to do that in the future. That's a good point, Treasurer. Thank you for pointing that out. All right. So are we agreed that Treasurer will get back to administrative staff and coordinate a workshop date, and we can go from there?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thanks for coming down. I'm glad you didn't have to sit down out in the hallway just for this. That's good.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Chairman, you have to notice this for you now. We're ready. Those two tables.
Pardon me?
Those two tables are ready.
Okay, let's look at those notices then. I'm switching around. Okay. And the public doesn't know this, but virtually these are boilerplate the same except for the amounts and the entity that we're hearing. But the public hearing criteria and form and function is identical. So if it pleases the commission, can we consider Kuna Rural Fire, Wilder Rural Fire, and Caldwell Fire Department and Caldwell Rural Fire District on the amending of their impact fees. This is to agree on notice of public hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So discussion or a motion?
Chairman, I move that the board signs the notice of combined public hearings for Kuna, Caldwell, and Wilder, as you've suggested, and then the outline of fees, which you've identified, is different for each entity. That will be a topic for discussion on April 29th at 1:30 in the commissioner's meeting room.
Okay.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And for the public, we're going to likely agendize them as not to an exact time specific, but we will be able to follow those through in the order that they'll be on the agenda. So with that said, are we ready to look at the executive session? Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, regarding records exempt, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation relating to safety and security in the juvenile detention center.
I'll second with discussion.
Yes.
I also have one that would fall under F concerning the gun range.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So that is a second.
Yes.
Do you agree with that on your?
Yes, I'll amend the motion to include the gun range.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton is yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.